भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम सिखो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Brinda Ki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Vidhi Govardhan Ki Sri Brindavan Dham Ki Sri Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Sri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Ganga Mai Ki Yamuna Mai Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Tulasi Devi Ki Samaveda Bhakta Brinda Ki Gopremanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Guru. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya.
Permission, I'll just talk. And what
time is allotted to me. Our Lord Nityananda Prabhu revealed the glories and the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is one of the most important truths that Gaudiya Vaishnavas honor and worship. The first author of Lord Chaitanya's life was Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. He wrote Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. He was disciple, and it is said the last disciple of Lord Nityananda, was given the order of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And with that order came the empowerment to reveal Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the whole world. And then it was Nityananda Prabhu who appeared in a divine vision and ordered Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami to leave his home forever to go to Vrindavan. And throughout Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives credit to Nityananda Prabhu. Was he who was speaking through Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami with the mercy of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami to reveal Mahaprabhu's life and teachings to the world. And Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, when they went to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Ramakeli, the first meeting, they first approached Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Thakur Haridas, who personally is more Lord Nityananda Prabhu that brought them into the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are our Sambandha and Abhideya Acharyas, and our Prayojana Acharya Raghunath Das Goswami. He tried to leave his home in Sri Krishnapur of Adi Saptagram again and again to dedicate his life to Lord Chaitanya. But every time he was dragged back by force by his family members. Then he went to Panihati to see Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Offered his obeisances from a distance. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was sitting under a beautiful banyan tree on the bank of the Ganges with his associates. And he called Raghunath, "You are a thief. You are hiding in a distant place. Your atonement feed all of my devotees, everyone with chida and dahi, chipped rice and yogurt." Raghunath Das Goswami took this very seriously. He bought practically every flake of chipped rice and all the yogurt, not only in Panihati, but all the villages nearby. And he soaked half in milk. He soaked it all in milk. And then he took it and put half in yogurt and half in a combination of condensed milk and camphor and ghee and sugar. He gave everyone 2 clay pots. And Nityananda Prabhu was so happy to see the seva. Raghunath Das Goswami brought such happiness to all the Vaishnavas and all the people in general that he personally called Lord Chaitanya to honor that feast with him. In a divine spiritual body, Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya went throughout the crowd, taking some of the chipped rice and yogurt from each pot. And then Nityananda Prabhu gave all his personal remnants to Raghunath Das Goswami. And the next day, Raghunath Das Goswami fell at the feet of Nityananda Prabhu and prayed, "It is well known that one cannot achieve the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without your mercy. I beg you, please liberate me from the bondage of this material existence and give me the shelter of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet." Sri Nityananda Prabhu placed his feet on Raghunath Das Goswami's head. And he said, "Because you have pleased all the devotees and Lord Chaitanya came, I bless you." First, actually, he asked all the devotees to bless Raghunath Das Goswami. And then he proclaimed, "Because you have given this service to the devotees, very soon you will be liberated from all material bondage and you will become Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal associate under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami." So our Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana Gurus were both brought to Lord Chaitanya by Nityananda Prabhu. The two most prominent biographies of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were inspired, ordered, and empowered by Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And our beloved Srila Prabhupada, who established Lord Nityananda Prabhu's deity along with Lord Chaitanya all over the world. Because he was so much in that spirit of compassion. Nityananda Prabhu is Guru Tattva. Narottam Das Thakur prayed, "Rajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Shuta Hoilo Shai Balarama Hoilo Nithai." That the son of Nanda came as the son of Sachi and Balaram appeared as Nityananda. Balaram is the original guru because he serves the Lord. He's the supreme personality of Godhead, always in the mood of serving Krishna. He expands himself as the Dharma to provide a beautiful place for the Lord to have his pastimes. He manifests as the Lord's shoes, the Lord's beds, the Lord's ornaments, the Lord's clothing. And in all the various rasas of relationship, he's prominent. He serves the Lord in these ways, in Santaras, Dasiras, as a Gopa, he's Sakyaras, the Lord's friend. As his elder brother, sometimes he takes the role of Vatsalyaras and expands himself as Ananga Manjari, Srimati Radharani's younger sister in Madhuriras. In this way, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, his enthusiasm to serve is all pervading. As Balaram, we read the story of Ramaharshan Sutta. Maharshan Sutta was sitting in a place as a spiritual leader in the presence of the great sages of Naimasharanya. But when Balaram appeared, Maharshan Sutta paid no attention. And Balaram understood he has too much false pride. He spoke very angry.
although you, Rama Maharshan Sutta, are directly a disciple of Vedavyas, and you have profoundly learned the Vedas, the Itihastas, the Puranas, and all of these scriptures from him, with all your knowledge, it has not eliminated your false pride. Therefore, I consider your knowledge of the scripture to be completely useless, like an actor playing a role without any real realization. I have come to liberate the world from cheaters like you. And then he picked up a piece of grass and touched that grass to Rama Maharshan Sutta, and Rama Maharshan was liberated. The sages, what are we going to do now? They said, we, just before you came, we gave him the blessing that he would live a long life. Father Ram said, I'll bring him back if you like. He said, no, no, you're the Supreme Lord. We can't ask you to do that. But then the Lord atoned by removing Balabala, who was disturbing their sacrifices, and he said, this Father lives through the Son. So Balaram empowered Suta Goswami to speak to the sages. As Lord Nityananda Prabhu, that grass that he liberated Rama Maharshan with, in a similar way, he took grass between his teeth. And here in Navadvip, he went house to house, door to door, shop to shop. Grass in the teeth is traditionally an expression of totally humbling oneself before someone else. Taking the grass they step on and putting it on your mouth. He would bow down, even roll on the ground and beg people, please take the name of Krishna. And if they refused, which most did, he would weep on his knees and beg them. The Supreme Absolute Truth, who is actually the source of Narasimha Dev, Varaha Dev, who as Balaram with his plow, he started dragging the entire city of Hiranyakashipu into the Ganges and had all the crews, including Bhishma, surrender to his supreme power. That same Balaram is going to simple, ordinary people with straw in his teeth crying, begging them, take the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Parama Karuna Pahundu Vijana Nitai Gora Chandra. Lokchandas Thakur saying that these two brothers are supremely merciful. They've given what no one else has ever given, freely. And he also wrote in another song, Lokchand Das Thakur, that Nityananda Prabhu, he's never angry. He goes town to town, village to village, giving ecstatic love to Krishna to everyone and anyone, never considering their qualification or disqualification. All he asks is just accept. the places Srila Prabhupada went, the tolerance, the compassion, the humility in which he gave such wretched, sinful people the opportunity to attain life's perfection. He truly was embodiment of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Today is the glorious day when we remember him and worship him. His appearance day. There's many stories in the Vaishnava literatures. Not far from here is a village called Budani. There was a marriage close to there where Nityananda Prabhu's wife, Janava Devi, along with Narottam Das Thakur, Ramchandra Kaviraj, and many of the most intimate associates of both Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya were present. This took place after Nityananda Prabhu had already departed from the world. Janava Devi invited everyone, let us go to Ekachakra, Nityananda Prabhu's birthplace. She had never been there before. They all went together. Their hearts were overflooding with happiness just at the prospect of seeing this holy place. They had heard so much about it for so long. They were going down a simple lane that was shaded by peepal trees with singing birds. And they saw from a small distance a very old Brahmin who was walking with a stick. He started coming toward them, but then he stopped under a tree and was looking around in wonder, thinking, what are all these Vaishnavas coming here for? They all approached him and spontaneously bowed down. Then they asked, we heard so much about Ekachakra as a very prosperous town, but it appears to be in total ruins. Do you know anything about the history? The old Brahmin sat down with Janava, Narottam, and all of these devotees. And he explained the history of Ekachakra. He said, at one time, this was such a prosperous, affluent town, with great scholars, great devotees of the Lord. And there was one astrologer who was the best of all astrologers. And he came to the conclusion that soon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Balaram, will take birth in Ekachakra. But I am so unfortunate that I will not live to see that most auspicious day. And all the other astrologers and scholars came together and agreed that this is absolutely true. Balaram will come here. Then this old Brahmin said that there was a very great scholar and saint of the name Oja. He was very influential in every way, but he was very sad because he and his wife, every time they would give birth to a child, just after birth, the child died. They performed much prayer and tapasya, and ultimately, a beautiful child was born to them. They named him Haro. He became a very great scholar and a great devotee of Krishna. Because of his scholarship, he was given the name Hadai Pandit. His father and mother arranged for him to marry a girl named Padmavati, who was equal to him in every way. A few days after the marriage, Hadai Pandit's mother and father died. He was struck with grief. As time went on, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared within the womb of Padmavati. And on this day, the 13th day of the waxing moon of the month of Magh, a beautiful child was born in Eka Chakra. People from all over the town were coming to see the beauty of this child. Some said, "He's so beautiful. He's so soft like butter. His complexion is like gold. Everything about him charms our hearts." The people of Eka Chakra were coming day and night just to be with this child. And Hadai Pandit was giving charity to everyone in every way he possibly could with the prayer of protecting his beloved boy. The Brahmin told Janava Devi that one time he was in serious distress, anxiety. So naturally he ran to the house of Hadai Pandit, and Lord Nityananda Prabhu climbed up on his lap, and immediately he became ecstatic. All of its distress vanished. At the time of the name-giving ceremony of Nityananda, some called him Nityananda, some called him Ram, but as he crawled around, his name was Vitai to the people of Eka Chakra. His mother, it was unbearable for her to separate Nitai from her lap even for a moment. And Hadai Pandit, if he wasn't looking at Nityananda Prabhu, he was in great distress. As Nitai began to crawl and then began to walk, his mother and father showered him with their most intimate affection. Said his mother would anoint his body with oils that were very fragrant, meant to cool him, but his body was cooler and more fragrant than the oils. One day she put ornaments and beautiful dresses of silks on little Nitai and said, "Now play." He said, "But you keep me with you all the time. I have no friends to play with." So from that day on, they invited the little children of Eka Chakra to play with Nitai. And there was only one game they played, enacting the pastimes of Krishna. Nitai was the director, the producer, the scriptwriter, he was everything. And it was happening spontaneously every day. Nitai would dress them up according to their parts and make all kinds of props. And everything was so authentic. When they wanted to do the birth of Krishna, he called all his friends to meet him at midnight. And all the little children, they made a replica of the prison of Kamsa. And then they brought little baby Krishna across the Yamuna, because there was a river there, so they went across the river and brought him to Gokul. He played, usually Nityananda Prabhu would play the part of Krishna. One boy would be Putana, and he would deliver Putana, Trinavarta, Shakatasura. Nitai would play the role of Krishna stealing butter. And they really did it very authentically. They would go into the houses of the people of Ikachaka and steal their butter. And another boy would bind him up with a rope. And he would knock down the twin Arjuna trees. They played the killing of Bakasura, Agasura, Vatsasura. They played the game of stealing the gopis' clothes. He lifted Govardhan Hill. They killed Aristasura, Vyomasura. And when they played the Leela of Akrura, taking Krishna out of Vrindavan, Nityananda Prabhu played the role of a gopi and wept rivers and rivers of tears from his heart. Everyone watching was astonished. He played the pastimes of Krishna and Mathura and Dwarka, then other avatars of Vamana Dev. Nityananda Prabhu personally played Narasingha Dev, and one of his friends was Hiranyakashipu. And in Ram Leela, in one pastime, Nityananda played his own role as Lakshmana. And another boy was Ravana and threw a lotus flower on Nitai's chest, representing the Shakti Shiva. And Nityananda Prabhu fell to the ground. There was no heartbeat and no breath. The children didn't know what to do. They were weeping, crying. Soon Hadai Pandit and Padmavati came running to the place. And all the other people of Ekachakra came. Nityananda appeared dead. They were all chanting God's names, trying to medically restore him, but nothing worked. And somebody said that, you know, he's playing these dramas is something very real. Did he say anything to any of you of what to do for him when he becomes like this? And one little boy said, yes, yes, I forgot, I was so much in trauma. He said, if I fall down unconscious, gather around me and cry, which we're all doing, but then have the boy playing Hanuman to get the medicine for me. So then the little boy said, yes, yes, I'm Hanuman, and he came running, and there was other little boys who were playing demons trying to stop him, and ultimately Hanuman went to the Gandamanana mountain, and a little boy brought some herbs back, gave it to a doctor and put it to Nityananda's nose, and he opened his eyes and smiled. He was only a small child. Nobody ever told him these pastimes. Somebody asked him, how do you know all this? And he smiled and said, these are my transcendental pastimes. But due to his yoga maya potency, nobody could understand what he was talking. In this way he spent his youth. When he was 12 years old, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared here in Navadvip. And Lord Nityananda, this little boy, roared in ecstasy. The whole universe shook. Nobody understood what was happening. And he was thinking, how am I going to leave my home? My mission is to assist Lord Gauranga in his leelas, in his mission. of spreading the Nam Sankirtan movement all directions. How could I leave my mother and father? How could I leave the people of Ekka Chakra? They're so attached to me, they can't live without a second. They don't see me. And by his own mystic potency, a sannyasi came to Ekka Chakra. Came right to the house of Hatai Pandit, who fed him prasad, gave him a sitting place, and the two of them, Hatai Pandit and this sannyasi, spoke about Krishna all night long. And in the morning, as the sannyasi was about to leave, he said to Hatai Pandit, "I would like to ask you for one thing." And Hatai Pandit very enthusiastically from his heart said, "Anything you want, I'll give you." He said, "I'm traveling all over India to holy places, and I have no Brahmin assistant. Give me your eldest son, Nityananda Prabhu, to travel with me." It was like a massive thunderbolt striking the soft heart of Hatai Pandit. In his mind, he was thinking, he has asked me to give my very life. I cannot tolerate even a moment not seeing my son. But what can I do? If I give it to him, if I give my son, I will die. If I don't, my whole life will be ruined for not serving a great soul. And he was thinking how King Dasarath, when asked by Vishwamitra Muni, was willing to give Ram his own life and soul to travel with him. Hatai Pandit went to Padmavati and told her what has happened, asked her opinion. She said, "Whatever you do, I accept that." Hatai Pandit entrusted his little son to the sannyasi. And Nityananda Prabhu strangely showed total detachment as he walked away with the sannyasi. As soon as they left the house, Hatai Pandit and Padmavati fell to the ground unconscious. And as soon as they came to consciousness, all they could do was weep and cry incessantly. When the people of Ekka Chakra heard about this, it was unbearable to them. They all ran looking for the sannyasi. Every person in Ekka Chakra decided that when I find the sannyasi, I will fall at his feet and offer him all my sons. We'll give him all the sons. Because they all love Nityananda Prabhu more than their own children, more than their own lives. Just give us Nityananda back. They went running in all directions, but they could not find that sannyasi. For the next 3 months, Hatai Pandit and Padmavati could not eat a morsel of food. They cried. The only thing that kept them alive, and they didn't even lose any weight, was their intense 24-hour-a-day attachment to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Sometimes Hatai Pandit, like a madman, he would cry out, "Nitai, Nitai, come and sit on my lap. I haven't seen you for such a long time. Nitai, please, let's go to the lake, your favorite lake, Padmavati Kunda, and let's take bath together." Other times he'd look around with tears in his eyes and he'd cry out, "Nitai, I'm seeing you again, please. Let's take prasad. Padmavati has made it just your favorite foods to eat. Come, let's eat.
together. 你看来, the crops are just growing, about to bear fruits. Let's go walk through the fields together and see everything.
And sometimes he would call out to Padmavati,
Padmavati, look! Look down the road! It's Nitai! He's returning! The sannyasi is bringing him home again! Look, look, he's coming, he's coming!
And they'd look down the road, weeping, crying. But he never came. Finally crying out the names of Nityananda Prabhu, Padmavati, and Hadai Pandit, left this world for the spiritual abode. The Brahmin told Janava and all the devotees that after Hadai Pandit and Padmavati left, nobody could live in Ika Chakra anymore. It was too painful. Nityananda's little friends were constantly in tears with broken hearts, as were their parents. Ika Chakra was practically deserted and had turned into ruins. But the Brahmin said, I can't leave. Even though this happened years ago, every day since Nityananda Prabhu left, I go to all the places where he had his pastimes, just waiting for him to return. And I pray only one prayer in my life. Let me take birth, life after life after life, waiting for Nitai to return to Ika Chakra. And in every lifetime, let me give up my body, crying out the name Nitai Chand. Then the Brahmin fell to the ground weeping. Janava, Narottam Das Thakur, Ramchandra Kaviraj, and all these great associates of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda saw him. They all fell to the ground weeping, chanting the holy names of Lord Nityananda. Then the Brahmin told Janava that he would give them a tour. But as he brought her to the house of Hadai Pandit, which was crumbling in shambles, he could no longer control himself and quietly left. And Janava told the devotees, let him be. And that night, it was dark. They all slept in the house. And Janava Devi was thinking, I never got to meet Hadai Pandit or Padmavati. I never got to be with Nityananda, with his family here in Ika Chakra. And she started to cry. Then she was given a spiritual vision, where the house was beautifully decorated, very opulent place. And there was Nityananda Prabhu and Padmavati and Hadai Pandit showering her with so much affection. Then the dream ended, and she woke up crying again, and she had another dream where on the bank of the river in Ika Chakra, in a beautiful garden, there was a throne, and Nityananda Prabhu was sitting with Janava and Vishuddha at either side. And he was offering such intimate expressions of affection to them through his words, through his glances. All her desires were fulfilled. Nityananda Prabhu, after he left Ekachakra, he went on a pilgrimage to so many places with this sannyasi, and eventually came to Vrindavan. During the pilgrimage, he met Madhavendra Puri and accepted him as his guru, Lakshmipati Tirtha and accepted him as a guru. And in Vrindavan, he waited. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to Navadvip from Gaya and began his Sankirtan movement, the Lord was calling Nityananda from his heart. And Nitai came to Navadvip, to the house of Nandanacharya. One day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy. He said, a great personality has come here. He told Srivas Thakur and Haridas, go find him. I had a dream last night. A chariot that could take anyone and everyone to the spiritual world of Goloka came right in front of my house. And on that chariot, there was a very powerful personality. He had lotus eyes. He was very strong. He had blue garments. He carried a plow on his shoulder. There was a flag of a palm tree on that chariot. And this person, his eyes were rolling as he was intoxicated with ecstatic love. He had an earring on his left ear. And as he was swaying back and forth, he said again and again, is this the house of Nimai Pandit? Is this the house of Nimai Pandit? Lord Chaitanya said, I could understand that this was Lord Balaram himself. I asked him, who are you and what are you doing here? And this great personality said, I am your brother. Tomorrow we will get to know each other. Go find him. Srivas Thakur and Haridas Thakur, they roamed to every house, to every shop, to every marketplace, to every bathing ghat in all of Navadvip. And finally they came back and they said, we searched everywhere for 9 hours. We can't find such a person. Lord Chaitanya smiled. He said, Nityananda Prabhu is very mysterious. And then he said, I will take you. And the Lord brought them right to the house of Nandanacharya, where Sri Nityananda Prabhu was sitting. When Lord Chaitanya and all the devotees first saw him, they bowed down. And when Nityananda Prabhu saw Lord Chaitanya, he became stunned. His eyes could not blink. He was drinking the beauty of Lord Gauranga with his eyes, tasting it with his tongue, smelling it with his nose, touching it with his arms. He was totally absorbed in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like a statue. Lord Chaitanya told Srivas, chant a verse. Srivas chanted a beautiful verse from Srimad Bhagavatam describing Krishna standing in Krishna in the pasture grounds of the forest of Vrindavan. He had curling blackish hair encircling his moon-like face, beautiful lotus eyes, a blue flower over his ear. He had a wonderful flower garland on, and he entered into the pastures of Vrindavan playing on his flute. When Nityananda Prabhu heard this, he fell unconscious. And when he finally came to consciousness, he began rolling and roaring ecstatically with torrents of tears flowing from his eyes. Only Lord Chaitanya could calm him down. And then, on that historical moment, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda danced together in the ecstasy of kirtan. Sometimes they embraced, sometimes they raised their arms, sometimes they touched each other's feet. The connection of these two atonal associates of Krishna Balaram have appeared again together in the land of Navadvip, dancing and chanting as all of the devotees raise their arms loudly, chanting the Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
And now, Sri His Holiness, Shripad Jai Pratap Swami Maharaj, who for the past 40 years have been spreading the glories of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and his very dear associate Srila Prabhupada all over the world, will speak. Srila Jai Pratap Swami Maharaj, thank you very much.
Om Ajamadimarandasya Jamandama Salakaya Saksalonu tam de na tasmai zero de noa. Ama om Vishnu padaya. Kishatasaya bhutale. Srimate bhakti vedanta. Swami
They asked me to speak on the philosophy of Lord Nityananda. But after that, we heard the pastime verse. That was like taking the sweet verse. But of course, everything with Lord Nityananda is ecstatic and very blissful. I want to thank Rana Swami for his very much appreciated lecture on how Lord Nityananda was fasting in Ekachakra. Also how he I came to meet Lord Chaitanya. I was listening to Ashil Rava. He spoke about this song written by Narottam Das Thakur. Anidai Bhala Kamala Hoti Chandra Sushikala Jai Chaya Jagat Jirai. That by the mercy of Lord Jindana, you have heard he's Balaram, and so by his mercy, everybody in this universe, that everyone in the material world, they're all suffering from anxiety. You ask the President of the United States, you ask the ordinary citizen, you ask Andrew, Allison, everybody is suffering from anxiety. But Prabhupada would say that by the mercy of Nityananda, we don't have any anxiety. We are, although we have, at that time you said, we have about 7,000 devotees, and we have to feed them. Normally, just to feed one family is so much anxiety, but somehow we don't have any anxiety. Jai Nithai! Now, Jagat Jirai, it means the whole world, the whole universe cries, hearing the ecstatic of pastime of our Lord Nityananda left Ekha Chakra. I think it's very hard not to cry. How much he was loved, but by Lord Nityananda's mercy, we get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. We get the mercy of Raya Krishna. Hello, Nidhai Bhai. Raya Krishna, Taitina. Hida Kodi, Dharo Nidhai Bhai. If we don't have the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we don't get the mercy of Raya Krishna. So we should, with a great faith, we should grab the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. We should really take shelter of Lord Nityananda. By his shelter, we can also get our Lord Chaitanya's mercy. We can also get our Radha Krishna's mercy. Everybody wants, the whole perfection of our life is to have the mercy of Radha and Krishna, to be able to experience their pastime. That is the real bliss, that's the real ecstasy, and that is possible only by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So somehow we might pass over Lord Nityananda, but like in the Panihati vessel, which is also known as the Danda Mahotsav. Lord Nityananda said to Raghunath Das, I'm going to punish you. You come here, I'm going to punish you. Punish! Now, Lord Raghunath Das, he just paid his obeisance. He didn't. Nobody wants to get punished. And then Lord Nityananda came and put his lotus feet on the head of Raghunath Das. He said, "Your punishment, you have to feed all their associates with chura, dahi, and fruits." Hari Bol, Jai Hari Bol. As Radha slowly said, Lord Nityananda is very mysterious. He's also very jolly, very funny. So his punishment was Radhanath Das had to leave his associates with flat rice and yogurt and fruits. Now this is not a big thing for he's a multi, his uncle and father are multi-millionaires. So it's not a big thing for him. But by this little servant, which he got. Now this festival is called the Dandam Motsav. It's called the Festival of Punishment, or the Panihati Shiradahi Festival. So, why? Because although Nityananda was very close to Raghunath Das, he was Adi Shatagram, and Nityananda was in Kordaha and Panihati, he was directly going to Lord Chaitanya, and he was refused. He was not accepted. He was told so many things. So then he got the idea, let me go to Lord Nityananda by his mercy, I'll get Lord Chaitanya. And then he was on the right track. He went to Lord Nityananda and he got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Jai Nithai!
Jai Nithai!
So that is the punishment. That why he said you're staying away like a thief, Lord Nityananda said, because he was not coming to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. If we don't get his mercy, we don't get Radha Krishna, we don't get Lord Chaitanya. So how many want Lord Nityananda's mercy? Jai Nithai!
Jai
Nithai! There was a second day, a second meeting. I don't know where all the details are. I got my Rana Swami. The details are very exact. But the second meeting, Lord Chaitanya was at the house of the Momo Thakur, that is the Chandrasekhar Prabhu. So he was there doing kirtan, and Lord Nityananda came out there. And that was either that night or the next day, but it was the second meeting. So there, they saw each other. Nithai! Oh, Radha! Nithananda! Dance and ecstasy. And so in that dancing, it said that sometimes Lord Chaitanya would be on the lap of Lord Nityananda and he washed Lord Chaitanya's face with his tears. And sometimes Nityananda would be on the lap of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya washed his face with tears. And like this, Gadadhara Prabhu was watching and he was amazed. How it seemed like Lord Chaitanya was like Mahavishnu Ananda Sesha. But then he saw the reverse position and he was amazed. He said, this is something really exceptional. So like that, they had a second meeting. But I wish I had all the details. So that kirtan was going on at Mama Thakur's. Mama Thakur is where the Chaitanya Math is. Vasu. Say Savanda Nahijar, Vitta Janma Yalathar, Say Pasu Bharaja Achar. So those who don't know the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Saint Sarando, who don't have any relationship with Lord Nityananda, their birth vita, useless, useless birth. So our Acharya Narottama sings, he's a pasu, he's an animal, he's a very ill behaved. So we should take, now Prabhupada, he was saying, actually, we're all dogs in one sense. We all serve some masters. But what we should do is become a dog of Lord Nityananda. And by being his dog, we can get all the mercy. So we can either be a dog that serves the different masters in the material world, or we can be the Vaishnava Kupur, like Lord of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he said, all Vaishnava Thakur, I want to be your dog. So, like that, we should be a dog of Lord Nityananda. We should be his dog, to be serving him with our mom, our mind, our words, and our activities, our deeds. So this way, we can get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So, Lord Nityananda is very, very, very merciful. So, it said, if we don't, now believe it, Mukhi, Majo, Samsar, Sukhi. Vidya Kule, Kikodi, Vidya Thar. So what will be the use of all their education? If some things I can achieve Krishna consciousness, I have a degree, I have a PhD, a doctorate, a master's degree, but all these degrees, they don't help. What helps is the mercy of Lord Nityananda! So we we should take shelter of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. We sing in the morning, ha ha, Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda Sukhi, Kitha Bala Konago, Avi Vara Dukhi. Lord Nityananda, he gives his mercy to the fallen souls. He's very merciful. And said that he's always filled with spiritual bliss. He's always filled with spiritual bliss. In that dream that was told by Rana Swami, how he's ecstatic. There's so many pastimes where Lord Nityananda he was showing his ecstasy, but he would always be filled with spiritual bliss, and we can get the mercy of Lord Nityananda very easily. Just like the chant his holy names. So, if you go to Ekka Chakra, if you don't say Nithai Go, if you just say Go Nithai, look at you, what's wrong with you? You have to say Nithai Go!
Nithai Go!
Nithai Go!
Nithai
Go! Because by the mercy of Nithai, you get the mercy of God. So, If they don't have, we have a Lord Vivekananda's mercy and the Chaitanya Charita. It said this, I chanting the name Nityananda.
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 You get Lord Krishna. So, I just like chanting the names. Govinda.
Govinda.
Lord Krishna. So, we want to just take shelter and chant the names of Nitai and Govinda. Nityananda.
Nityananda.
Now, in South India, there's a Rogish yogi. He's called Nityananda. And if they say Nityananda, they think, oh, you're a follower of this Rogish yogi. He got this silver. He was having some illicit relationship with some moon starlets. So, I told him, you explain, you're not the Nityananda. Who are you, Nityananda? 500 years ago. So, this name people use, but they don't know who Lord Nityananda is. He's a bit. Mysterious. Many people don't know him. Like in our temple of Vedic Pantheon, our main leaders are literally the Panchatattva. And there we have Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita, Gadara, Shivas. So Nityananda, he's a right major personality for this temple. And we really hope that all the people will know who is Lord Nityananda. They should know. Some people are confused. They don't think that Balaram is Adishin Tattva in some people in Karnataka. But we know that he is known as the Prakash Vigraha. He's the extension of Lord Krishna. He's a thirsty extension, and from him, all the other avatars and all the other Vishnus, Narayans, they're all extended. So, Balaram is very important. In fact, it said that when Krishna, when Radharani, she sometimes faints in ecstasy and separation of Krishna, and when she's unconscious, that Krishna also thinks. And if Krishna thinks, everybody feels it. Everything stops. Your knowledge stops because you're stuck. But everything stops except Balaram. And he's the one who has the duty to wake up Krishna and then to start you. Because Krishna is the supreme consciousness. So, if he stops, everything stops, except Balaram. So how important Balaram is, people don't know, but he's very, very, very important. So when he comes at Nityananda, he gives his mercy so much so that because of him, Jagannath Madai were delivered. Even when he was hit on the head by a wine bottle and blood was coming, he said that just because you drew blood, does that mean I won't give you love? So then Jagai, he said, he just smashed the wine bottle over his head. He's bleeding, but he's still talking about love. It's not ordinary soul. Just why? Surrender. So it was Jagai, he encouraged Madai to surrender. Then Lord Chaitanya came and he invoked the Sudarshan Chakra. So afterwards, Madai went to Nityananda and he begged, please forgive me for my offense. And Lord Nityananda said, I don't take any offense. You're like a little baby that they get to me. A baby, kicks the mother. The mother doesn't take offense. Now, Lord Nityananda was conveying, waving a wine bottle over his head and causing him to leave with the baby kicking the mother. Now, that's not the same thing, but this is how Lord Nityananda took it. So, he was getting nowhere there. So he asked, well, I commit many offenses to the Dharmavasis. So then, Lord Nityananda said, yes, that's true. So he said, what should I do to counteract? So he said, well, if you facilitate people in their Krishna consciousness, then you'll get forgiven for your offenses to the Dharmavasis. So, in the hottest day of the year, in the month of May, when the Ganges is below, he dug with his own hands and bricks. He made a manaigat. He made a leading staircase into the Ganges, and that all the people used that. They were facilitated in their service to the Gaudiya, their service to Krishna. So, because of that, Manai was forgiven for his offenses to the Dhammasis. All by the mercy of Lord Nityananda.
Nityananda!
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 So, if we don't take the mercy of Lord Nityananda, then our life is useless, and it's very hard to make a dance. So we should get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda!
Nityananda!
Ahankara matta hoye nityai pada tasaviya asatya satya parivari. So we're much affected by the false ego. We think that the temporary world is eternal, that the false things are true. So in this way, we get totally illusion. So we should not miss the mercy of Lord Nityananda. We should not leave his shelter, because this is some false ego. We should take the shelter of Lord Nityananda, and this way we can be situated in a proper spiritual state. Now, Nityananda is not different from Balaram. So, Balaram, Prabhupada explaining, Bala means strength. Now, in the Western world, people think strength means that a stout body, weak muscles. This is not the strength that's talked about. This is spiritual strength. So, Lord Nityananda, he has given us the spiritual strength, the spiritual bliss to transcend this material world. So we should take the shelter of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda!
Nityananda!
If we don't, then our life, again, it's useless. Entire Karana Havi Raja Rara Krishna Father, our own entire Karan Dukhani. So, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we get the mercy of Rara and Krishna. We should grab on the two feet of Lord నిత్యను అది ఆ దీక్షకు ఆ దిగు అదే Prabhupada, he's coming along with Lord Nityananda. It said that the Guru is very dear to Lord Nityananda. So we take the shelter of the Guru of Prabhupada. In this way, we take shelter of Lord Nityananda. But we should take the shelter of Lord Nityananda. In this way, we get Radha Krishna. So, we should not be illusioned by the false ego, and we think that somehow we can get Krishna because of our some material qualification. There's a verse also that says, Bhakti is Sarva Pari Vinaya Mukta Tat Praena Nirmala Rishikina Rishikesha Sevnam Bhaktya Uchite. So we flee from all these external designations which cause us to be falsely corrupt. We may have some designation, but we don't take this as very important. It's not a qualification to be Krishna conscious. What's a qualification is mercy of Lord Nityananda, mercy of Guru, mercy of Vaishnava. Evo.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
no. Nitai Chana Sakta Tahar Seva Nitta Nitai Kala Sada Kalaas. Nityananda is his lotus feet are eternal, they're true, so, and his servants are eternal. So we on the Navrit Pragama. That's also because Lord Nityananda, he went, and we are following in his footsteps. He took Siddhi Goswami. He went on the Navadit Prajava. So we also go. He did 1 day, 5 days, 9 days, all kinds of Prajavas. So we also, this year I heard we have 4 groups. We have the international group, we have the Bengali group, we have the Russian group, and this year we have the Hindi group. The 4 groups gradually will increase. Who's the next tonight? We need, if there's a good quantity of speakers, Tamils or Spanish or whatever, Italians, we need about 300 to 400, then we can think about another group. Anyway, this year we'll try 4 groups. So, and this way, if we have eventually, if we bring all group is about 2,500, 3,000, international group, maybe 1,500, our Russian group. So like this, eventually we hope to have so many groups. We'll have like Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. He had between 5,000 and 10,000 people on Prakrama. So it's all to satisfy and get the mercy of Lord Nityananda.
Nityananda.
So we know his lotus feet are eternal, and we, his servitor, one will be eternal. Once Prabhupada he arrived here, and my morning, after giving his leads to the wrong steps, I was in a room with him alone, and he took some water with his golden powder. Oh, Mayapur. Living and dying in Mayapur, it's all the same. How is living and dying the same? He said, you live in Mayapur, you're living in the spiritual world, you die here, you go back to Golok. correct and spiritual world. So, Jai, my word, now be. So this is all the mercy of Lord Nityananda, that by His mercy, how we get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, we can stay here in the holy dham. So we should take this day, His holy day, His appearance. We want to grab on His mother's feet and want to take His full shelter. Jai Nithai!
Jai Nithai!
Jai Nithai!
Jai
Nithai! One more line. Narottam Gaurudhi. Narottam Gaurudhi. Nithai Mani Kaurasudhi. Rako. Rango. China Pots. So, like, Narada was saying, I am very sad, very much in distress. Lord Nityananda, please make me happy. Keep me by your lotus feet. So how many want to be kept by the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda? Jai Nityananda!
Jai
Nityananda! So, I heard the class started 20 minutes late. That was 20 minutes over.
Evo!
I only saw 35 minutes. 10 minutes left. So thank you all very much. And I hope you have a very blissful Nithai Haradasi. A dear stay of Lord Nityananda. Hare Bol.
Jai Nithai.
Jai Nithai.